Yeah, let's do this.
First of all, welcome to this great sports town. You're leaving a great sports town and coming to a different one. How cool is it?
Man, my family and I are extremely excited. You know, we kind of felt like we couldn't take a step down from Philadelphia, you know, leaving there. And so we're really happy to be here.
I was walking behind you as you came down here, and I noticed you glanced and saw a screen, Walter Payton. You're walking through the lobby, you see Dick Butkus, you see all these great Hall of Famers. Does it resonate with you as a young player?
Yeah, for sure. Chicago has the most Hall of Fame players ever. There's a ton of history, a ton of tradition, and so I'm just honored, you know, to be able to help and feed into that.
Extremely versatile from your high school days through college at Florida and into the NFL, but nobody handed you anything. Yeah, you were undrafted and you had to go and stake your claim somehow, some way, and you did it through special teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and that's what made this journey special for me. You know, I don't take anything for granted. I know what it's like going from week to week, not knowing if you're going to get cut or if you're going to, you know, get released or traded or, you know, whatever. If you're going to be dressing for the game or if you're not going to be dressing for the game, I know all those pressures, you know, that a lot of people face. And so I think I wouldn't have appreciated this game or the NFL as much if I wouldn't have had to go through, you know, those steps. And I'm forever grateful for that.
Heck, how about just getting here? You know, as an undrafted guy, it had to cross your mind, like, does anybody really think I'm capable of being an NFL player?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, for sure. And it definitely took, you know, an off-season, OTAs, you know, training camp for me to gain confidence. And after my first year, had a really good year on special teams and wanted to, you know, have my game evolve even more. And one of the hardest things to do is to get that special team, oh, he's just a special teams player label, you know, off of you. And so I was able, fortunately, to be able to do that my third year in the league. And so now people knew I could do a little bit of both. And then last year, I think, helped, you know, with people understanding that I could be a weapon or a threat in this league. And so I'm just trying to ride off of that and, you know, put my best foot forward at all times.
Touches at a premium for you in Philadelphia. Now coming here, we don't know what it's all going to look like yet, but you're clearly a targeted free agent, so there are big plans for Trey Burton. Are you excited about taking that on your shoulders?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. You know, I've been behind, like I said, two of the best, and so I'm ready for it to be my turn now, and I know what I can do. I'm extremely confident in myself. I know this offense like the back of my hand, which was huge, you know, in coming here, and so I'm just ready to rock and roll, and let's do this.
Philly special, I'm sure you're going to be asked about it routinely until they get to know you a little bit around here. Did that play do something for your own persona, do you think, in addition to helping your team win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess, maybe a little bit. I mean, it kind of helped put me on the spotlight at a great time, you know, for myself going into free agency. But, you know, my whole career, I've just always been trying to put my best foot forward, and whenever I'm called to make a play, do it. And so I was really, you know, excited, and I thought it was crazy, you know, that he was going to call that on 4th-and-1 in the goal line, but it just shows how aggressive he was.
What are we getting in Trey Burton?
A versatile player, you know, a guy who comes and wants to win. You know, I've been on a Super Bowl team, so I understand the blueprint and what it takes, you know, to get to where everybody wants to go. And I've been behind two of the best tight ends in Eagles history, and so I bring, you know, some knowledge of the game, and I had a really good coach in Philadelphia who groomed me into, you know, the player I am today.
Do you feel the energy in the building?
Yeah, I think outside there's a ton of buzz. Social media is, you know, going pretty crazy, but I think inside the building with Nagy, just who he is, you know, how energetic he is, and the phone calls that you get, you know, during free agencies and that type of stuff. Like, man, you can just tell that he wants to win. He's a special coach, even though he's never been, you know, the head guy before. And so that's one of the reasons, you know, I was excited to come.